Welcome to the FishExplorer.com's Fly Fishing Podcast. This is a show where we talk about everything from how to fish, where to fish, what to fish for, and whatever else we want to talk about. We will talk to the legends of fishing, guides, fishermen, and anybody else who wants to talk fishing. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. Good morning, afternoon, evening. This is Tim Fishman Emery on the Fish Explorer Fishing Podcast here on FishExplorer.com. If you're just finding us, www.FishExplorer.com is the best way to find out all the information that you want to know about fishing Colorado, lakes, rivers, reservoirs, anything else. As you know, the last couple weeks we have been talking about the South Platte River in downtown Denver. There are two reasons for this. Number one, the South Platte Pro-Am Carp Slam was going on. We were getting ready for that. Number two is the South Platte is a very near and dear river to my heart, even though it is kind of dirty, kind of stinky, kind of scary, and all of the above. But last weekend, last Saturday, we had the South Platte Pro-Am Carp Slam, and this was the third year we have done this. And if you listen to the last three podcasts, you know what was going on. We did this. We're doing this for a reason. We are trying to raise money to help fix the South Platte to make it become a viable fishery here in Colorado for a couple of reasons. One, a pretty selfish reason for me is that I want to be able to go fishing close to home in an easy, accessible place and catch trout. And that's what we're working on. Denver Trout Unlimited is trying to do that up near the Chatfield Reservoir area because we think the first 2 or 3 miles, it can be a very good trout fishery. Not sustainable and not reproducing, but it can be a very good trout fishery. We also know the rest of the river is a great smallmouth, largemouth, carp, walleye, catfish, everything and above down from that Chatfield area. So we are raising money for that. And because we are doing that, I want to bring awareness to it. And I also really, in the long run, in 5 or 10 years, I want to pick up my son, Cooper, at school and go fishing for a couple hours and be home and have a blast and not have to drive 2.5 hours to one of the pristine places up in the mountains or not have to drive to very far to get to it. So that's my reasoning for doing it. You know, the other reason is the recreation ability of the South Platte is huge. We have, you know, a bike path all the way along the South Platte. It is beautiful once you get down in there. It does go through some urban areas, but it is fantastic. And number three is the carp fishing is fantastic on the South Platte. And the 2009 Pro-Am Carp Slam is one way that we proved it. Last Saturday was fantastic. Let's talk about a recap of the tournament. And this is really kind of, this was one of the most surreal weekends I have ever had in my life. And it's been a surreal week. If you've read the blogs from Matt Snyder or Barry Reynolds or anybody, you've known what's happened. Friday night was the opening night. We do a captain's meeting for the South Platte Pro-Am Carp Slam. We bring all the pros and amateurs together, and we say, okay, guys, here are the rules. Any questions? And then we pair up the pros and the amateurs, so we draw out of a hat. Well, I give a speech, and of course there are tons of sponsors involved with this event that are fantastic. We've got to give them props because that's what they're sponsoring for and donating for. But you know, I give a speech. I welcome people. I thank sponsors. Tell people the rules. Tell them what's going to happen and so forth. Well, it just so happens my wife was due to have a baby on September 1st. I happen to say in the meeting that, hey guys, if I disappear or something happens, it's because my wife is having a baby. if you haven't read the accounts of this, you've got to read it. Not 5 minutes later, my phone starts ringing in my pocket. I'm standing on stage, I'm looking down. I'm thinking, oh great, my wife's calling, she forgot I had a speech. Well, she calls once, I ignore it. She calls twice, I ignore it. The third time, I go, I better take this in front of everybody. There's a camera from the World Fishing Network on me. I'm mic'd up. Phone call comes from her friend Jennifer, who's visiting us from Ohio. Says, Tim, your wife's water broke. She's in labor. I'm like, no, there you're not serious. Like, yes, I am. I'm like, oh, shit. if you can put two and two together in the next stop, here's what happens. My wife is in Highland Ranch. I'm downtown. No way I'm going to go get her. Thank goodness Jennifer's there to drive my wife to the hospital. We're having the baby at Rose Hospital down at 9th and Colorado. So I instantly get into mode. I say, okay, Mike Hobbs, who's the president of Denver TU, said, you're on your own. I got to go. Hopefully everything's planned. And thankfully we've done this 3 times, so we know what's going on. I'm running out. Tim Glom from World Fishing Network grabs me. He says, I need to do a little piece on you. I said, Tim, I don't have time. He goes, just say something. And to tell you the truth, guys, I have no idea what I said to that camera. I can't remember. I'm waiting for Tim to get it to me, but it's just a blur. Get in the car, race over to the hospital, beat my wife there. My wife calls me on the way. She says, the contractions are 10 minutes, are 3 minutes apart. Like, oh, that's not good. We get to the hospital. the nurses go, all right, come in. We'll check her in and stuff like that. Well, she's really starting to get nervous. And so we go up to the delivery. We get in a room. The nurse is like, okay, we're going to start to work on this. Next thing you know, she checks her, 3 centimeters dilated. Then, and this part you don't need to get into, the shit hits the fan. People go nuts. The doctor shows up half an hour later. My wife's yelling for the epidural. Finally, the anesthesiologist comes, gets an epidural in her. She does 2 pushes, and out comes my beautiful baby girl, Isabel Brooke Emery. Meanwhile, back to the carp slam. Meanwhile, the guys are drawing beats. They're picking partners. They're getting ready to go. And from what I've heard, the rumors is that the Primal Fly guys partied their rear ends off that night. In fact, the Fuel Cafe actually had to pay the guys to leave the main area of the bar so that they could serve their table service. So my guys did it upright. So good on you, the Primal Fly guys. So we have the baby. Everything goes well. Saturday morning's kicked off. Mike Hobbs does a fantastic job. Everybody goes out and goes fishing. Morning session. Turns out that our own Matt Snyder is in first place after the morning session with 53.5 inches. Luke Bevers and Chris Crosby are right behind him at 50, I believe, 50 inches. And it's really close. It's amazing. I get a call in on the radio show with WFN's CEO, Mark Rubenstein, and the event goes off without a hitch. People fish. People are catching fish in the morning. It's great. I make it back for lunch. My wife says, go, leave. You need to go. And the reason I needed to go was because I am the voice, as you can tell, and help Mike Hobbs speak and give all the sponsors. So lunch was great. Everybody was having fun. People were excited. It was going well. The afternoon beach started out with, not a lot of action right off the bat. And then all of a sudden it blew up. The beat that was at Mile High Station, which is actually the beat that Charlie Myers took a picture of me on, that was in the Denver Post, turned on fire. And Rob Kalanda and Tyler Stewart nailed a bunch of fish. They nailed 5 fish in that time. Rob caught 4 and Tyler caught 1 for a total of 105 inches. It was unbelievable how quick it went. Everybody else kind of got stymied. The team of Paul Gakey and Matt Snyder didn't catch another fish. Barry Reynolds and Michael Gracie had caught 1 fish in the morning. They went out and caught 1 in the afternoon, so they were doing pretty good. But all in all, it was Rob Kalanda and Tyler Stewart just picking up fish. They were using little backstabbers, I believe, and they just had fish working and eating and were real stealthy about it. Now, something about Rob Kalanda is this is his second year participating. This is his second year in a row winning it. Kind of think about something there. He's pretty darn good, or else he's really darn lucky. But I think once is lucky, twice is good. But it was fantastic, and you can see the accounting of it. We'll have it on the website at carpslam.org of what happened and so forth. So The event was fantastic. We raised, the final tally isn't all there yet, but we raised over $6,500. Got some huge press out of it. It was amazing. And, you know, if it weren't for people like World Fishing Network donating $2,000, like Tucker Ladd and Trout's Fly Fishing, who donated the first prize of $1,000. Sims Fishing Gear donated a waist pack and Rivershed boots for the second place prize, which Michael Gracie won. Matt Snyder and Paul Gakey got the third prize, which was a Ross Essence 690 fly rod and an Arius reel. Chris Cosby got $250 for a 17-inch walleye. Another story out of the day, Chris Galvin caught a carp and a smallmouth all on the same fly on the same rig all at one time. So that was fantastic. So cool things were going on there. All kinds of stories like that. You got to look for them, but they're there. Some people to thank, Combe Enterprises and Frank Smethurst, who had a great day. Fuel Cafe, Rio Lines and Tippets, FishExplorer.com, of course, because we've done the podcast. Primal Flight, Broken Homes, MichaelGracie.com, TrophyRoom.com. There'll be some great video on TrophyRoom.com you'll have to see. Umpqua Feather Merchants, Speedy Printing, all donating some great, great prizes to us. So the moral of the story is these guys came out from all over the city. Plus, we had some press come from Arizona. Alex from a magazine called Fish Can't Read was there. He has a great he'll have a great article coming out in the new magazine. So it's going to be fantastic. So if you haven't got involved with carp fishing on the South Platte, you need to, and you need to listen to the last three podcasts because they are really telling you what went on. Some other people we got to thank for this whole event, Front Range Anglers, Oakley. Front Range Anglers donated a huge ton of stuff. The Denver Angler, ColoradoFlyFisherman.com, a great place to go check out fly fishing information about the rivers. Orvis of Cherry Creek, Regal Fly Tying, Fly Reels from Bailey's, Echo Rods, Airflow Fly Lines, a goodie bag from Loon, Bailey's Waders. The online keepsack is where you can see all the stuff about carp fishing you want. Willie Stewart for designing the Carp Slam poster. Wright McGill, North Face Cherry Creek. Wild Trout on the Fly, also a great place to check out river information in Colorado. Comedy Works, City Wine, Kaladi Brothers, Lone Pine Publishing, Elkhorn Fly Rods, New Belgium Brewery, Tonto Hair Salon, and Starbucks. And a big latecomer, actually, Wine Coop Brewery donated a keg of beer to us. So that was great and a lot of fun. So this is all the stuff that went on at the Carp Slam 2009. It was a great event. Surreal in my world because I now have a baby daughter born on the eve of the Carp Slam. And this week has been crazy, and I appreciate everybody for getting involved. And look for next year's event, carpslam.org. We're going to be setting that up here in the next couple months and really designing it, and we probably want to open it up. We'll probably open it up to 2 days, one day as a pro-am and the next day to maybe an open division. We don't know yet, but we're going to be looking to expand it and capitalize on all the great stuff going on. Make sure you check out the Greenway Foundation's website as well. They're doing a lot of river stuff. September 9th at Overland Park Golf Course, there's going to be a public hearing about what you want to see in the river on the South Platte, because they're going to do it. They're going to build it all the way through Denver. So that's going to be a great time. So until I finally get out on the river or get out on the lakes again, it might be a long time with a 17-month-old son, Cooper, and my daughter, Isabel. This winter and fall is going to be tough, but I'm going to be listening and looking through the Fish Explorer archives and finding out who's fishing and what's going on. But really, carpslam.org was fantastic. The board of Denver TU was huge in helping step up for me and covering my rear end to get this thing done. Barry Reynolds, who I haven't mentioned yet, who is truly one of the great guys of fly fishing, really stepped up and is helping this river out. If it weren't for him, this event wouldn't be possible. So, Barry, thank you. Matt Snyder, congratulations on the second place finish. He's a pretty good tournament guy. And Matt, you know, we'll do it again next year. So for all those out there in the fishing world of the podcast world of Fish Explorer, Thanks for being here. I appreciate it. We'll see you again next year. As always, questions and comments, please email me, tim@fishexplorer.com. That's tim@fishexplorer.com. And hopefully we will talk to you all soon. Thanks, and make sure you get out there and go fishing.